Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Leadership Lean In. And again, like always, we want to say thank you for subscribing, listening. We are loving this. We're every week now. Every Wednesday, you can count on a Leadership Lean In podcast. We are going shorter with the delivery. Of course, a few of them, convos, friends, guests will go longer, but these are just short teachings that we hope are encouraging you and improving your leadership. A couple things before we get into today's content. Make sure you check out, we just released the Help I Work With People conversation with Devon Franklin, Carl Lentz, and Rich Jr. Check that out on our YouTube or our podcast. Fantastic conversation. So many great truths have been spoken there. And then, drum roll please, we just released the Help I Work With People audiobook. A lot of people were like, when's the audio coming out? When's the audio? Quite frankly, I did not know when the audio is coming out. It has been released. And you're going to love it. So if you are an audiobook fan and you listen to audiobooks in the car, on the run, whatever you do, check it out. It is now available Amazon, iTunes, so on and so forth. So we're jumping in to today's content and we are going straight from the webinar. Our last webinar was Turning Your Awkward Into Your Genius. So I want to release that webinar right now and talk to you today about how to do that. Again, we'll be back next Wednesday. Send us, put in the comments, YouTube, put in the comments, what are you trying to hear about? What do you want us to talk about? We're going to be fielding questions. My co-host, who hasn't been on in forever, Erica the Boss Bosco, is coming on. She is going to be fielding your questions. Send in your questions about leadership. Maybe we'll do a question and response because it's like an answer is kind of like, oh, I got the answer. Either question and response or question and answer. Either way, we're going to be talking about the questions you have. Okay, let's go to the webinar, Turning Your Awkward Into Your Genius. Let's get it. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another webinar. Who knew that our future would consist of so many webinars? Who knew that webinars were in? I don't even know. Are they in? We will find out in just a moment. I know you're getting on right now. Grab a pen, grab a paper, grab a laptop, grab a device, and get ready. We're going to jump into the content in just a moment. A few things before we do. We just released the conversation from Help I Work With People. The event, check that out. That's a great conversation with Devon Franklin, Carl Lentz, Rich Jr., and myself. It is a very, very insightful, lot of leadership discussed that evening, and we just put it out on YouTube. Check that out. Make sure, by the way, if you are not subscribed, subscribe to our YouTube channel as we're putting out now every Wednesday, every week, a new Leadership Lean In. So I'm very excited about that. Make sure if you're a Spotify person, it's on Spotify, Apple Music is on iTunes, or on the great YouTube. So we got that. Also, very exciting. I'm going to post about this later today, but our audiobook, the audio version, for all you audiobook people, the audio version of Help I Work With People has now been released. Grab it, pick it up on, I think, Amazon and as well, of course, on iTunes. So, okay, let's jump into today's webinar content. We are talking today about turning your awkward into your genius. Now, everybody, if you don't think you're awkward, I'm going to burst your bubble here in just a minute. We're all awkward. We have awkward, you know, maybe it's your body, maybe it's your voice influx, maybe it's you have weird tics and tendencies, and I just got to let you know you're awkward. Everybody knows it about you. Your friends know it, your family knows it, and maybe you have come to grips with your awkwardness. We are all awkward. But you can turn your awkward into your genius because your awkward is your unique personality, unique gifting, unique vantage, unique filter, unique life experience. There has never been and there will never be another you. So you are the gift. I want to encourage you and I want to inspire you today to say, my awkward is my genius. Because my genius is actually being comfortable in my own skin and really loving who I am. I'll never forget, 17 years old, I'm in Guadalajara, Mexico. I was actually on a mission trip down there And this guy came up to me in a church service, I'm a pastor's kid, so I was in a church service. And he came up to me and he said, "Hey man, just want to let you know that God is going to use your weirdness." And I was like, "My man, I don't have weird, like I'm not weird." And he's like, "You know, you're humorous, you're kind of like, you mess around a lot, you're funny, you're this guy." And he said this, "God didn't make you one way to use you another way. He's going to use who you are. Your awkwardness," is what he's saying, "is your genius." And I want to encourage you today to make sure as a leader that you are totally secure and confident in the gifting and the personality that God has given you. You are the blessing. So I'm going to give you a few things to write down today. Write down number one. These are encouragements on how to turn your awkward into your genius. Number one, don't fall into the comparison trap. I love this one. Don't fall into the comparison trap. The worst thing you could do is to compare yourself with others. Here's why it is foolish to compare yourself to someone else. Because guess what? They did not start where you started. I don't have their last name. I didn't start with their bank account. I didn't start with their gifting. I didn't start when they started. We all have different starts. Somebody was born into a family that has legacy, generations. Maybe there's wealth there. There's a good reputation there. There's access since the time they were born. They started here. I started maybe here. So it's just foolish to compare. By the way, they have a different gift mix than I have. They have a different personality than I have. Why would I fall into the comparison trap? So many people are busy comparing themselves with others when there is only your race. Leader, hear me. You are only competing with yourself. The only competition you have is you versus the best version of you. And you're trying to do everything you can to become the best version of yourself. Don't fall. It's a trap. You fall into it. Have you ever walked into a trap before? You walked into, there's somebody set up. There's just like, you know, every once in a while, my wife, you know, she'll be like, "Hey, do you want to do the dishes with me tonight?" And I'm like, "Oh, here comes a trap. This is a snare. I'm not walking into the, I'm not going to be, yes, I do. I refuse to get trapped and get into a fight. I'm not doing it." Don't fall into the comparison trap. It will absolutely demoralize you. It will debilitate you. It will absolutely destroy your confidence. It'll make you feel, "I'm not where they are. I'm not doing what they're making a greater impact. They're further along." No. Keep your eyes right here. Be focused on your race, your life, your gifting, your future, your calling, your assignment. In fact, that's why Proverbs, the book of Proverbs says, don't look to the right or to the left. Why? I'm not worried about anybody else. I'm only worried about me. I'm trying to turn my awkward into my genius. Write down number two, be good at being you. I know you know this, but you are terrible at being so-and-so. When you are so-and-so, it's like, "Oh, that just doesn't look good on you. That's not who you really are. They act that way. They talk that way. They dress that way." Now, I'm all for having influences. I'm all for having mentors. I'm all for having people in our life that we aspire to be like. And I appreciate that. I want that. I have those in my life. But at the end of the day, I'm comfortable being me. And I love being me. And I am not ambitious. I am not trying to mimic or be a copycat of anybody else. I want to be the original that God has made me to be. So I've got to get comfortable and confident and secure because everybody wants to experience me. Everyone wants to experience you. So you know what? I say this. Be confident in who you are. Be excited about who you are. Don't try and be them. You're terrible at being them. You are so good at being you. You like that food. You talk that way. You have this personality. You like to dress this way. You need this much sleep. You need to be around these kind of people. You like to go out or you don't like to go. Be you. Who said that you can't totally be yourself? The other day, I was talking to somebody on the phone, and they were kind of apologizing for being themselves. And I was like, wait, stop. We need you to be you. We love you in this community, in this group, because you are totally you. Don't change. Be the best version of you, but we don't need you to be like them. That's what makes them great is different than what makes you great. Be totally confident and secure with being yourself. One of my favorite leadership podcasts, you should listen to every episode, Craig Rochelle. He says, listen, anybody can follow a real leader that is totally themselves. They do not want to follow a fake leader. So don't fake it. Don't act like them. Don't mimic and copycat them. Be you, and the whole world will enjoy and celebrate the gifting that is on your life. Number three, decide to value yourself and your gifts now rather than later. I love this one. Value your gifts now. In other words, it would be so foolish and tragic if years down the road, you're like, you know what? I do like this. And you know what? Gosh darn it. People like me and they want me around. And you know what? I do lead really well. And I do need this kind of person around me. It would be later if you celebrated that later, but you didn't get it now. In other words, hear me. What I'm trying to say to you is let's fast forward the button on security. Let's become confident and totally sure of who we are, your gifting, your personality, your calling. Let's do that now rather than later. Julie and I are working hard right now. This is just where we're at. We're working hard right now on our retirement. And we've spent the last year really making sure we're all set up and we're investing. And we had a phone call this last week, our guy that helps us, and we're getting a little bit more aggressive. And because we've seen so many people in our world try and focus on retirement later and they regret not making the decision 25, 30 years prior and putting money aside so that they're set up. And it's always devastating when you try and do something later that should be done now. I can't emphasize this enough. Do not wait to get comfortable and confident and secure in who you are. Do it right now. There's other things you can put off. Flossing, okay, I get it. You don't want to floss, I get it. Okay, you don't want to save up for your retirement, that's fine. I get it. But being confident in you, that can't wait. We got to deal with whatever insecurity, whatever childhood trauma, whatever abuse, whatever issues you have. Get a counselor. Get the right books. Listen to the right podcasts. Get the right people in your world. They're going to help you work through that because we need you. Not later. We don't need you. We need you now. Like 2020, this is the fall. We're trying to become the best versions of ourselves right now. Eat healthy, get good sleep, read the right content, consume the right stuff. Let's be the best version of ourselves now. So many people live, tomorrow, do it tomorrow. I'm going to work on my issues tomorrow. No. The issues are only going to compound. It's only going to get worse. It's only going to hurt your life more. It's like you ever see a carpet and it's got a little thing sticking up. And it's like, I've learned with carpet, go in there, get the scissors. You know, if you got to burn it at the bottom. Because if you don't, that you're going to get a whole line and it's going to mess with that. It's going to ruin the whole display of that carpet and its potential. No. Get to the issues of your life now. Deal with them now rather than later. You got to live by this, leader. There is no tomorrow. There's no tomorrow. Tomorrow's not promised. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Today, I'm going to celebrate and I'm going to be passionate about the way God made me. God made me as a blonde 6'4". Chad, you're not blonde. You're brown hair. Okay, well, I bleached my hair. But you know what? Even that, I'm confident in who I am. People are like on social media, so dumb, worst decision ever. Your hair looks terrible. I'm like, I don't care what you think. I did this because I just wanted to mix it up. You got to be secure. I got skinny legs. I'm really loud. I'm half Mexican. I've got a mustache. I've got 4 kids. I drive a minivan. I don't live for the opinion of others. I'm confident and secure in who I am. If people like me, that's great. If they don't, I can't control that. I'm going to be the best version of me. Part of even preaching for me is I know there's going to be a ton of people that go, that preach, I hate the way he preaches. It's too shallow. It's not enough this. I don't like. But there's a group of people that go, the way that that guy preaches, I love it. I resonate. It communicates to me. It's a word in season. I love to consume it. Listen, you can't control how people respond to you. All you can do is be confident and secure in who you are. Don't wait. Do it right now. Today is a great day for you to love some you. We all love you. You should love you as well. Here's the next one, number four. Celebrate other people genuinely and often. I write about this in How I Work, Help I Work With People. How I Work With People. Help I Work With People. We talk about becoming people's biggest cheerleader. Now, one of my biggest cheerleaders in my life, besides my mother and my father, who are the best, is a guy named Pastor Jude. Pastor Jude is an elder at our church. He's on our board. And if I ever get discouraged, if I ever get down, if I ever feel low, I call Pastor Jude. And even when he picks up the phone, hello, my Chad. Hey, how are you? Hey, come on. LA is yours. Hey, Chad, let me tell you something. You're one of the greatest preachers in the whole world. Hey, let me tell you, God, when I see photos of your family, you got them. And he just starts cheerleading, encouraging. And he does this genuinely, and he does this often. Someone that has turned their awkward into their genius does not rest on their genius, but lives to encourage and champion and believe in and inspire other people. Do that. Do that early and do that often. Become people's biggest cheerleader, and you will always have friends. You will always have people around you if you live to encourage others. I don't know a soul that in 2020 is like, my biggest problem is I'm just way too encouraged. My biggest issue is I have way too many people encouraging me. But I know so many people that are down and discouraged and hurting and broken. Me discovering my genius is about me getting confident enough and secure enough to saying, let me shine my light on you. It never diminishes your light when you make someone else light up. It never makes you look bad when you make someone else look good. It never hurts you and what you're doing when you promote someone else. Become so confident in your genius that you've got room for others. You say, you know what? I'm going to do everything I can to genuinely, you ever get a compliment from someone? You're like, ooh, that felt forced. Ooh, I don't know if they meant that. Ooh, I think that was for show and tell so that others could hear that. But when you're around someone that's genuine and someone that's secure and confident and you go, man, I feel they really mean that. That comes from a place. Listen, we're blessed to be a blessing. We're secure to give away security. We're encouraged so we can be an encouragement. Always make sure that you turn your awkward into your genius, and out of that you realize it is not about people thinking that guy's a genius. It's about you convince, I've discovered the key to life, so now I want to convince you that you are a genius. Last one, number five, invest in what you are good at. In other words, I want to give you permission. Staff your weakness, because you got a genius and you got a strength. I encourage every leader, take the strengths finder, take the DISC personality, take the Enneagram, discover your giftness. I'm a 4, I'm an 8, I'm a 2, I'm a 3, whatever you are, whatever your strength is, whatever your genius is, tap into that. And I want you to staff it. I want you to read on it. I want you to invest into it. Staff your weakness. If you're bad at administration, if you're bad at creativity, if you're bad at people, whatever it is, staff that stuff. We need you spending more time honing your craft, getting good at what you're good at, totally hook, line, and sinker, doubling down on what you're great at. If you're great at this, I want you to get even better at it. Be a master of your craft. Be the best in your field. Put in 10,000 hours into what you do. I have a friend who is an MBA trainer and started training guys. Then he started training some more. Then he had to hire some guys under him. Now he's got a whole fleet of coaches and a whole slew of MBA guys, and he's the best at what he does. And he's the best at what he does. Why? Because he just doubles down on his gift. He is a genius at the nutrition, the mental edge, the footwork, the shooting drills. And guys come and pay so much money to get trained by this guy. Because why? He's the best at what he does. I want you to invest in your gift. Don't live off your gift. Don't just coast on your gift. The best of the best, the Tom Brady's and Tiger Woods, the LeBron James, they invest in their bodies. They invest in their mental health. They invest into coaches. They invest into their strengths. Staff your weakness, invest in your strength. Become the best of the best, the greatest of the greats, the brightest of the... Could you in your field surpass people by getting better at your strength? I think you could. But you will not do it if you're so busy going, oh, I'm not good at this, and I'm not good at that. And I, you know, so-and-so is so good. And you know what? I just need to focus on your strength. You are where you are because you're really good at doing that. Do that and see what will happen. Your awkward is your genius. And the more that you celebrate, the more you are confident with you, who you are. Remember, you can't love other people if you first don't love yourself. I've got to receive love so I can give love. And the more you do that, I believe you could turn your awkward into your genius. That is today's webinar. Thank you for joining. Thank you for jumping in. It is a quick 20 minutes of being together, jumping into content. My next webinar, we will have a guest. We're going to be releasing it very shortly. Sign up, register today. We will, of course, turn this eventually into a podcast and put it out on Leadership Leaning. By the way, go on to Instagram and follow Leadership Leaning. We're very excited about everything that we got going on. And we want to encourage you to be the best version of you today. You are amazing. The gift is on you. Mine it, discover it, continue to invest in it, and watch amazing things happen in you and, of course, through you. We love you. Have the best day. We'll see you at the next webinar soon. Talk to you.
My name's Preston Sprinkle, and I host the Theology in the Raw podcast. Theology in Raw aims to help believers to think Christianly about theological and cultural issues by engaging in curious conversations with a diverse range of thoughtful people. I have conversations with a wide range of different guests who come from different perspectives, and no topic is off limits. Sexuality, abortion, politics, LGBTQ, warfare, violence, marijuana, immigration, you name it. If you have a theological or cultural issue that you have been wrestling with over 1,100 episodes, we've probably talked about it on Theology in the Raw. Along with conversations with various people, I also address questions sent in from my audience every month. And occasionally, I will talk about some of my latest research projects that I'm currently working on. Theology in the Raw is not for everyone. It is uncut, uncensored, and I don't give trigger warnings. So check out Theology in the Raw through your favorite podcast app.
Do you ever feel like you want to know more about the Bible, but that it's kind of hard to understand? Do you want to share your faith with your friends, but have a hard time figuring out how to do that? Do you want to learn how to connect the Bible to your real life? Well, then this is the show for you. My name is Rachel, and I'm your host. I've been a children's pastor for a long time, and one of my favorite things is helping kids learn how to understand the Bible. I think that sometimes people think that the Bible is just for adults, but God actually really wants kids to know about Him. So on this podcast, we're going to learn all about God's big story and how He shows Himself to us through the Bible. As we learn together what the stories in the Bible mean, we can learn how to live out our faith in our everyday life. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode.